The 60s are coming to an end. The incredible decade when freedom became not only an ideal but a fashion. London is the capital of the 60s, the one place in the world where you can do, say and wear what you like. Ankle-length skirts or six-inch minis, Indian squaw headbands or old army blankets, anything goes, and no one expects you to be anything but outrageous. Want to dance down Drury Lane, experiment in cybernetic serendipity, or just sit on the pavement? Then London's the place. Why? Who knows? But it's there for you to see in this brilliant new book. Don't believe me? Then here's Britain's top DJ, Emperor Roscoe.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. So rather calm, sedate Emperor Roscoe, glancing through this fantastic book that I will definitely take to America with me, show my friends what's really happening. Now, it's really a very good book. I'd be very proud to say that I was in it, even though I'm not. Hint, hint. Turn to the page marked "I'm backing Britain," and there I guarantee you will see a sight for sore eyes. No, a good book, and definitely something to be very proud of.
Out in the streets of London, let's try to penetrate the attitudes of this permissive paradise. Why does the world look to young London?
I think it's marvelous. I always, when I come to London, I have to come here and stay, and I think it's great.
Where do you come from?
South America, Peru.
England is swinging, and that's what we are really glad of.
Yeah, very marvelous. Everyone should see this road.
Yes, I think it's very funny. We haven't started in Sweden, you know.
Young London.
But what do the older people think of this permissive society?
No, and I think a lot of them are behaving like sheep and doing it because it's the in thing.
They're younger than I am. It's their life, isn't it?
But I know Ringo because I cleaned his car in Twickenham a few weeks ago.
I'm surprised young people bother to take drugs because being young is a kind of drug, isn't it?
Marvellous. I think it's wonderful. This is no different than when I was young.
Young London.
And the young people themselves? How do they react?
With all the things going on now in the King's Road and Carnaby Street and places like that, it's really, really colourful now.
Everybody was hypocritical about it before, now it's just open.
Well, London's the greatest city, isn't it? I mean, everyone comes to London, everyone's here.
Well, there are lots of little scenes, you know, everybody has their little groups.
London is so gay.
Young London.
Frank Harbish set out to record Young London with his camera. Has he succeeded?
This is typical of it. Yes, this is it. This is it. Absolutely.
What do you think?
Plum crazy.
That's great. That's a really good photograph.
It would sell down here from the gimmick point of view.
Oh, that's like Paul McCartney.
It's expressed the reality of life.
Yeah, these are great. They're great pictures.
I think you'll get this published.
Young London.
One of the personalities of Young London is Jonathan King, singer, writer, DJ and commentator. Here are his impressions of this book.
Now, I think the book Young London is a great book. If you want a book that captures this moment's look of Young London, in this way it is very, very good indeed. I could advise it to anybody.
Frank Harbish has taken his camera into the streets of London and photographed its individuality, its freedom, its inconsistency and its beauty. Here is the look of the moment in the city of the moment. Harbish's lens is neutral, observing, recording, and letting its findings make their own comment on today's young scene. The 90-odd photographs of his book, Young London, Permissive Paradise, capture once and for all the complex and often infuriating mystery of the many-faced capital of the 60s. Look for it in your bookshop now.